This is the Tiger 102.75.
The number of parties boycotting tomorrow's meeting with the junta grew yesterday, with the Democrat leader Abbasit announcing his party also will not be attending. Democrats are the latest political party to shun the meeting, called by the ruling NCPO. Earlier, Pur Thai, Thai Raksa Chart and Future Forward parties had announced they would not attend any meeting called by the NCPO, stating that the ruling junta had nothing to do with the elections. They've insisted that the upcoming election only concerns the Election Commission and political parties. Abbasit also said the Democrats would not join forces with the pro-junta Palang Pratcharat party to back General Prayut Chan-o-cha's return as Prime Minister. 3 weeks after a 13-year-old boy died in a Muay Thai ring, the bill banning children from participating in paid matches has yet to reach legislators. In response to this, the Child Safety Promotion and Injury Prevention Research Centre has stepped up pressure on the Tourism and Sports Ministry by listing the concerns about child boxing raised by well-known international organisations. The organisations include the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organisations, and the US Labour Department. A letter from the AAP addressed to the Royal College of Paediatricians of Thailand applauds Thailand's efforts to prevent children from sustaining injuries, but stresses that sports in which children intentionally attempt to cause harm to their opponent was unacceptable. Over the past decade, the AAP has worked with other agencies to cut down on the harm caused to children involved in extreme sports. And authorities are set to update the Teachers Ethics Guidelines, which was first introduced in 1959. The Independent Committee for Education Reform Chairman says we need to bring these guidelines into line with today's world. He added, we need to make it very clear what is allowed and what is prohibited at schools. He said, as teachers have influence and power over students, there is a risk that they may abuse their authority, so we need to introduce measures to protect student safety. The office also said that safety issues will be integrated into the new guidelines. The guidelines will also recommend education in the arts in the hope that the educational system will not be too preoccupied with technology. Bangkok has come in second place in the list of the world's top cities for tourism. The list has been compiled by Euromonitor International. Their Top 100 City Destinations 2018 report has just been released. Once again, Hong Kong tops the poll, with close to 30 million tourists expected to travel to the city before the end of the year. But according to the UK-based market research company, Bangkok holds onto its number two ranking after Hong Kong, with close to 24 million visitors expected this year. Phuket ranks 11th in the world, with about 11.9 million tourist arrivals this year, higher than last year's 11.6 million arrivals, making it Thailand's most important tourist economy outside Bangkok. The report also says that global air traffic's been rising steadily for years, and 2018 was another year of big growth in the industry. Residents from a next-story, four-story apartment building have been evacuated as a result of a huge recycling factory fire in Bangkok. No one was injured in the major blaze, which took firefighters more than 3 hours to get under control. Damage, including to several rooms in the apartment building, has been valued at more than 20 million baht. Police at this stage still don't know the cause of the fire. The plant security guard told police that a worker eating at a food shop in front of the plant noticed the fire at about midnight and alerted him. He said that was immediately followed by an explosion. He says he saw flames in the section of the plant where scrap paper and plastic were stored. And the Thai Prime Minister has announced that His Majesty's coronation will take place after the next general election, slated for February the 24th next year. General Prayut says the government is waiting for the King to issue a royal command, which would announce the date and set in motion the schedule for the coronation ceremonies. As part of the traditional ceremony, water is collected from the country's five major rivers. The Prime Minister says the government's already started preparing for the collection of waters from the largest rivers. Once His Majesty sets a date, the royal household then prepares the schedule for the ceremony and related events. The last coronation was for King Bhumibol Adulyadej on May 5, 1950.